John, thank God. Problem is, most people don't understand. The Holy Ghost, that's his person. The Holy Spirit, that's his work.
Yeah, that's right.
But this crowd wants to, they will take away from his person. You know, all the false translations that took the Holy Ghost out.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost, brother, is that person of the Lord Jesus Christ. They take his deity out, they take everything out concerning him. I'm glad I know him.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for being so gracious and kind and merciful, allows to be here. And seeing brothers, some in a long time.
Bless him, Lord.
Turn with us to the book of Ruth.
Amen.
Book of Ruth, chapter 2. I'm going to begin reading there with verse number 1. This is a great book of the Bible.
Amen.
Some great truth in there. The Bible said Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, a mighty man of wealth of the family of Elimelech. And his name was Boaz, and Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said, go. I said unto her, go, my daughter. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was to light upon the part of a field belonging to Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, the Lord be with thee, with you. And they addressed him, the Lord bless thee. Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, it's that Moabitess damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. She said, I pray you let me glean, gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and has continued even from the morning unto now that she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be upon the field that they do reap, and go thou after them, for I have charged the young men that they shall not touch thee. And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said to him, Why have I found grace in thy eyes, that thou should take thy knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? And Boaz answered and said unto her, It hath fully been showed me that all that thou hast done in thy mother-in-law since the day of death of thy husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother, the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not hitherto for. The Lord recompense the work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord, of God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Let us bow in prayer. Our Father, we come to thee in the name which is above every name. That's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're very thankful, God, that we do have access to the throne room of grace. Lord God, you're able to do exceedingly and above all we can ever ask thee. God, afford the power and the word of them. Set a watch at the door of our lips. Don't let us preach anything. Be contrary to the Bible, the word of God. But whatsoever preach, might minister grace to the hearer. Encourage the saints. Edify the Son of God. Magnify his name. Bring conviction, God, upon people. Open the hearts of people unto the divine truth of God. Lord, let us send the heavenly places around the word of God. We may rejoice in them. Now touch us, our God, by thy divine power. We need the Holy Ghost power upon us. We need that unction from on high to be able to break forth the bread of life. And God, we'll thank you and we'll praise you. We'll give glory and honor and praise unto no one but the Lord Jesus Christ. God will thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
In verse number 12, the Bible said, the recompense thy work, a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. I want to bring a message under his wings. Now, as we begin to view these truths that the Holy Spirit has so graciously set before us, that these divine passages, we have here a Gentile bride being sought by a Jew, and he represents Jesus Christ. It represents the fact that Jesus Christ sought out a Gentile bride, that bride being we, the Gentiles, that God came and brought us in, strangers from the covenant promise of God. We brought in by the power of God. The Bible said in verse 10, then she fell on her face, bowed herself to the ground, said unto him, why have I found grace in thy eyes, that I should take knowledge of thee, seeing I am a stranger. I mean, we were strangers, and God came and sought us out. And all over at one place he says unto her, let fall also some hands full on purpose for her, and leave them that she may glean them and rebuke her not. I mean, God wants to give us some handfuls on purpose tonight from the Word of God. We need to look at this Moabitess girl that's come out of the land of Moab. She's come to come here with Naomi to the land of Israel, and she's come to put herself under the wings of the God of Israel. Let's notice the reveal of our position that we have in Jesus Christ. See, we have a position in Jesus Christ, and we need to behold it as this Moabitess girl represents you and I before we ever got saved by the grace of God. Now, this Moabitess damsel, she was alienated from the commonwealth of Israel. The Bible said in verses 5 and 6, then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said in that Moabitess damsel that came back with Naomi out of the land of Moab. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, that at that time you without Christ being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenant promise, and having no hope without God in the world. That's where we were before we got saved. We were alienated from God. We had no hope. There was no hope because we was cut off from God. But I'm glad one day the Holy Ghost of God sought us out. Now, these reapers, notice what this Bible said here concerning it. These reapers are the reapers that are over the servants. That's the Holy Ghost. He's the one that sent over the reapers that goes out and reaps the fields and all. But he's that one. The Bible said in Matthew 9:37, then saith he unto the disciples, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. We also notice that the servant, what he said about that boy by this girl, he said that she was of the accursed people. The Bible said in verse 6 there that the servant that was sent over the reapers answered, said, it's that Moabitess damsel that came back out of the country of Moab. The word Moabitess is only mentioned 5 times in the Word of God. And brother, when you look at that 5 times in the Word of God, 5 is the number of death. Because in the 5th chapter of Genesis, and the 5th verse is the first time you will ever hear the word death mentioned. Then you'll also go and find that when a man was killed in a old cabin, said he was smote him under the 5th rib. You'll also find in the 5th chapter, in the 5th book, in the 5th chapter, and the 5th verse, in the New Testament, a man dies. So it's death. And without death, see, you can't have, people says it's grace, but you couldn't have grace apart from the death of Jesus Christ. There is no grace apart from his death. And so here we find 5 times. It means this woman that she's under the death. She's under the wrath and judgment of God Almighty. And then the Bible makes it plain and clear that in Deuteronomy that God said concerning the Moabites that they could not come into the congregation of Israel. So you begin to look at that, you look at the judge, isn't it, on Jesus Christ. And one day I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I look at your genealogy, and man, your genealogy is messed up. Man, you got a whore in your genealogy. You got an adulterer, David's a murderer. You got a Moabite. Man, what a messed up genealogy. I said, Lord, why is your genealogy all messed up? He said, I have the right to choose to use whoever I want to use, and nobody has a right to question me about it. I'll tell you something about that Moabite being in that lineage. That makes you and I kindred through that girl into the lineage of Jesus Christ. We got to have a catchment, and she ties us to Jesus Christ. Look here, the Word of God, behold it. And the Bible makes it, but she was in a hopeless state when her husband dead, her mother-in-law hearing that there was bread again in the land, and now leaving to return unto her land. And her mother-in-law is telling those girls to go back to their gods, and the reason that, see, she, because of the condition of Ruth, condition of Naomi, she couldn't even recommend her God unto those girls because she was out of the land of promise. And the Bible makes it plain and clear that she's the one that caused Elimelech to go down the land of Moab because of the famine. Brother, I'll tell you one thing. You go out yonder in the land of Moab, it won't leave you like you were when you went there. So we see here, I see her. She's like that. This is what her problem was. And that is, girl, she's made it plain and clear. She's going to follow her mother-in-law. She's going back to the land of Israel with her. And she goes back to the land. And that hope is, and we see her returning. And the devil finding her place under the wings of that being a procession that you find. She finds herself under the wings of the God of Israel, where you and I, my friend, find ourselves under the wings. Oh, that's that position under those wings, buddy. The Bible goes on and notice that she passed from being a Moabite's damsel to a daughter. Look at what he said in there. The reaper said that Moabite's damsel. But then old Boaz, he told her, a daughter, man, she will pass from being a cursed and to being a daughter. Thank God one day I passed from death. I passed from death. Yeah. I became a son through the grace of God.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I'm glad that God passed us from death. All that black day, when I passed from darkness into light, the Bible said in Colossians 1:13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear son. Boy, you remember that time? You remember that time you came April 30th, 1962, about 15 minutes after 12, the Lane Street Baptist Church? Thank God I passed from death to life. A drunk walked in there and sat down on that back pew, and I walked out of there, blood-bought child of God. Thank God delivered from the power of alcohol. That morning when I went to work on Monday morning, I looked over at Jones and Terry's where I used to hang out. That stopped that. I said, thank God, I won't be hanging out here anymore. You said, I've about been delivered. Brother, when I walked down the Lane Street bed to church, I know I've been delivered by the power of God. Brother, I was free. The Bible said, if the Son of Man shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. One day the Bible said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming unto the Father but by me. Oh, I know I've been set free by the power of God. She went from gleaning in the field and drinking at the master's table. I mean, she's back there gleaning it. See, people don't realize when they used to glean in those fields, they wouldn't let them near the wheat reapers. They had to take which would fall. And they had to take that. So they drive these poor people back. And she just gleaning. And she's gone from gleaning in the field
Well, son, I thank God for going and drinking at the mass.
Yeah.
Amen.
God, I left this world drink, started drinking from the founder. Thank God that never runs dry. Boy, the Bible said in Isaiah 62:4, thou shalt no more be turned forsaken, neither shall the land be any more turned desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and the land of Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and the land of Mary. Do you know what Hephzibah means? It means the Lord delights in you. Thank God, I'm glad God delights in us. And not only that, and that word Beulah means a land of the married. One day I'm headed to a place, I'm headed to a marriage supper of the Lamb. Oh, I'm talking about the land of the married. She, see, when this woman, she found herself positioned under the wings of the God of Israel. Now, under the wings declares her divine protection. Not only our position, but our protection. She was declaring that there was safety under his care. See, he had charged the young men not to touch her. I keep your hand off her. I'm telling you, brother, there's a time when Satan come, and he'll come start pegging in your flesh, and he'll dare, he'll beg, but he gets down to a part inside of you. That part belongs to God. And buddy, and there's an alarm goes off saying, off limits. He said, go out bawling and pray for it. That's my brother deep down inside me. Brother, there's my soul, which God has purchased through the blood, and the Satan can't put his hand on it, won't let him touch it. Now, he might get a hold of my flesh, and brother calls me to do so, but there's a part of me the devil cannot touch, because it's been sealed by the Spirit of God. I'm talking about that thus being sealed by the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption. The Bible said in Ephesians 4:30, greet not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. I thank God I'm sealed by the Spirit of God. Her safety lies in the protection by the hand of Boaz. I mean, old Boaz is a type of Jesus Christ, and I'm in the safety of him. Why? Because I am bone of his bone and of his flesh. I'm literally been baptized by the Spirit of God into the body of Christ. And I'm of his members, of his bone. And the Bible says in Ephesians, I've been made to sit together in heavenly places. Amen. I will pray a friend. I'm seated in heaven already.
Amen.
I'm seated over yonder.
Yes.
Yeah. God, you see me here and everybody's helping me, but God sees me on you. He already sees the finished work. God sees that thing consummated in his presence. That's the way God sees the thing. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Under his wing reveals protection from the storms of life. The Bible said in Ephesians 6:1-4, I will abide and not tabernacle for. I will trust under the cover of thy wings. The Bible said Isaiah 4:6, there shall be a tabernacle, a shadow in the day, time from the heat, and a place of refuge, a cover from the storms and from the rain. I'm going to tell you, I don't care what kind of storm comes in your life, children of God, what comes in my life, brother, we can run under the wings of Jesus Christ. Thank God I can run under his wing. Brother, when a storm comes up, all I don't know for him to do, she'd cackle out, and them biddies would run over her wings. And Lord, she folds them wings down a pine. God, I'm glad. April 30th, 1960, I ran under the wings of God.
Amen.
I tell you, every time trouble comes my way, run under the wings.
Amen.
You're here tonight, you got some troubles and problems. Run under the wings. I mean, get under the wings of God, where the safety and protection is at. Then it speaks of her safety from the attacks of her enemy. Psalm 17, 8 and 9. Keep me as the apple of thine eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. From the wicked that oppress me. From my deadly enemies who compass me about. I'm telling you, when Satan comes and attacks, that's another thing. But when the old hawk, when the old hawk comes around down on the farm, and the old mother sees the hawk, she does that. She has another cow. Her cackle souls are not the same. She has one for feeding, she has one for safety. And brother, they're given and meat is no one in them, and they run under her wings. I tell you, brother, when she puts them down on there, all the way he'll ever get to that meat, he's gonna have to kill mama. I'll tell you, my God lives forever. He cannot kill my God, for he is eternal. Yet God I'm safe under his wing. Can do about it. Don't let my soul should search for me and try to find me. You say, well, preacher, what do you mean find me? Why? Because I'm here. The Bible said in Colossians 3:3, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. I mean to tell you, the devil's running around saying, where's he at? Where's he at? Thank God, I'm here. I'm here with God in Christ. Over in Genesis, up on the mountain. Boy, Abraham was up on the mountain. And up on that mountain, he said, his son said, Father, here's wood, here's fire. Where's the lamb for burnt offering? He said, God will provide himself a lamb. But it was a ram. Well, what is a ram? A ram is the father of the lamb.
Amen.
I'm here with God in Christ. Hallelujah. There's safety. There's protection for the child of God under these wings. And under the wings reveal the provisions that are provided under these wings. The water that has been drawn from a thirsty soul, which he has been bidden to come and drink. Verse 9, let thine eyes be upon the field that they go and reap, and go thou to them. Have I charged young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou thirst, go to the vessel and drink of that which the young men go. You know that's what happened. And we may not be young men. But inside, friend, that person inside is 33 and a half years old. That's what I'm going to be when I get to glory, because Jesus was 33 and a half years old when he died. When I get to glory, I'm going to be 33 and a half years old.
Amen.
I'm telling you that. And so the young men brought. And what it is, has caught, has took the preacher, and he's thrown from away. And he looks at the congregation and said, are you thirsty? Do you want a drink of the water? Do you want a taste? Now what God wants us, do you want a taste this week? Do you want a drink from the water, from on high? Do you want a real good drink this week that quench your thirst? That calls you to rejoice and shout and pray. He said, well, it's been drawn. It's been drawn. Just come and drink. Drink you all the heaven taste of it. You know, when you watch out in the night time and you look up in the sky, what do you see? You see a big old dipper up there, don't you? Amen. And anybody that's raised on a farm, he used to have wells out there. And them wells out there was a dipper hanging on every well. You know what that dipper meant? And then anybody passing by could come get a drink of water. And God hung his dipper up down in the sky. And he said, never thirst. I'll come to you. I'm the water of life. If you want a drink, out to the God of ever. Let me tell you what, for the young, for kids, he's got a little different.
Yeah.
He didn't leave heaven. Boy, he didn't leave the children. He even got a little different for them. I'm talking about God wants you to drink of that well of water. It's down in the house of God where you're going to find the wells of living water. You're not going to find it out y'all in the world. You're not going to find it in that one-eyed monster in your living room. That ain't where you're going to find the well of water. You're going to find it down in the house of God. That's where you go to drink of a well that never runs dry. The Bible said in Revelation 22:17, and the Spirit of God said, come. Let him hear that say, come. And let him that is the third come. Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. God said, it's here. It's for you to drink. God said, I'll give you a drink this week if you'll come.
Amen.
The revision is viewed in verse 14. And Boaz said unto her, at mealtime come, thou hither and eat bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat. There was a fight. Now you know, look at it. He ain't reached no corn, nobody else. He talked about them, certain of them maidens of his. He's got maidens. You don't see where boys reaching any corn to them, do you? No, he's getting it. God, I'm telling you, God wants to reach down this a week and give you some bread from heaven. He wants to reach down and tell you to eat of the bread of life, that you may be strengthened in the battle. You go out there and do battle with unseen foes of hell and have victory. The Master has called unto us at the table of refreshment that you and I would take of it freely. I am told that the vinegar means a refreshing in the time of all the heat that's in that land and in the desert land. And what I'm telling you, God is telling you, if you want to refresh it, you come to the table of God, and God got the bread for you. The Bible said in Psalm 81:10, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee up out of the land. Open thy mouth wide, and I'll fill it, God said. Open your mouth wide, God, and God said, I'm going to fill it. The Bible said in Philippians 4:19, I came about, God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He met her financial need in verse 15 and 16. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded the young men, saying, let her glean even among sheaves. Now she's not back there with that crowd no more. And glean behind. She's up there in among the sheaves. Let her get in here among us. And reproach her not. Don't you stop her. Don't you say anything to her. Don't you push her back and tell her not to get back. You let her get in here among the sheaves. And let fall also some handful of purpose and leave them that she may glean them and rebuke her not. God said, I'm just going to let some handful of purpose. God said, if you'll get where you ought to be in your heart, the Lord, and you'll pray and you'll seek God's face this week, God said, I'm going to let some handful of purpose fall out of heaven. He said, I'm going to throw it out there too and say, here it is, take it. Take it in. And all I'm telling you, as I've walked through this journey of life, I've been, this coming August, I'll be pastor of New Testament Baptist Church 40 years.
Amen.
40 years at one church.
Amen.
And what I'm telling you, in 40 years, he's thrown me some hands full on purpose.
Amen.
And I've seen the storms come. I've seen the storms roll. But I've seen the devil come in and ramp and rave. But boy, I'm telling you, God's always come with his hands full on purpose. Just when you need it, here he comes. She had gone from gleaning in the corner and left for the widows, the poor, to clean. Now she's gleaning with the reapers. He commanded her to be left a handful of purpose because he's got her. On that one day, the Lord had his eye on me. Oh, thank God he saw me. But he said her spiritual need was met in verse 8. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide thy here fast by my neighbors. Set your eyes on this field. He looks at Ruth, he said, now don't go. The Bible said there, said, perhaps she felt. No, it was God's half that she felt.
Right.
God put her in the field. God put her where she. That morning, April 3rd, 9th, and I just like the scripture said. See, in her mind, she just happened to fall in that field. That was in her mind. That's the way it was with me that morning. I got up out of bed. I'm lost. I'm going to hell. I'm going to burn. And my Lord God, I want to go somewhere. And the church I've been raised in, the Methodist church. And Lord God, I never heard nothing to keep my soul warm. I sat on beer school with Sunday school teacher. My Lord God, they couldn't tell me nothing down there. I got my car and I started driving. I passed by Maple Avenue Free Will Baptist Church, and I looked at it, and then I passed by Jackson Park Methodist, and I passed by Jackson Park Baptist Church. I turned down on Lane Street. I don't know what I'm doing or where I'm going, and I passed Jackson Park Pentecostal Holmes. I passed the Lane Street Church of God. I passed Ben Avenue Free Will Baptist. I passed Franklin Heights Baptist Church. And next day I'm down there at the Lane Street Baptist Church. I ain't never been there. I don't even know what I'm doing there. I pull into the parking lot and I'm sitting there in that parking lot. It wasn't perhaps, buddy. God, the Holy Ghost of God was drawing me to a place. He drawn me to a place where a man of God had the message for me. That's what it was. He drawn me. Listen, brother, three times I got out of my car and got back into leaving. I said, and finally I said, I'm going in. I went in and sat on that back pew, and by the raised the man. My Lord God, I never heard a man preach like a man that God was preaching. I mean, that God was falling at the mouth, and he was he was slinging that finger at me back and her, telling me I'm going to burn in hell. I mean, he fell on his knees preaching. God, I never seen nothing like that in my born days. And the Holy Ghost got a hold of me back there, and the Holy Ghost said, he's right, you're going to burn in hell. Now, buddy, I know that I was going to hell, but it's different when the Holy Ghost says you're going to hell. I mean, when he tells you're going to hell, ain't nobody got to beg you. Ain't nobody begging you. Boy, when they started singing, pass me not on the gentle Savior, hear my mama cry, why don't others not do not pass? I said, Lord, don't pass me by. I didn't walk down the aisle, but suddenly I ran. I grabbed that preacher by the hand. I said, my name's Bobby Hillard. I'm going to hell, and I want to get saved.
Amen.
Boy, all those people that could get in like that this day and time. You get in like that, you ain't going to worry about getting out, buddy. You're going to know you're in. Boy, I know God saved me that day. Oh, when I walked out of that church, there wasn't no doubt, buddy. When I got the Cannon Milk Company, everybody at Cannon Milk Company knows I got saved, too. they what happened to it? Said, what do you mean, sir? Man, he ain't cussing and raising cans. Said, what happened, boy? Man, he used to be going to be cussing and come in here just a cussing up a storm and rain. And he come in here this morning, he's singing. I'm singing Amazing Grace. That's what he's saying. They say the rest like this. So they say he got religion. I know, thank God I got salvation. Got born and birthed in the family of God. I'm talking about, brother, this girl. I'm talking about God. Now, God let us behold. Now, let us behold the recompense of reward. There's a recompense of the Lord, and you find it over in chapter 4. It's not here in this verse. It's over in chapter 4. In fact, the spiritual reward was marriage into the lineage of Jesus. The Bible said in verse 13, so Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went into her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. This one that was better, Naomi, she was better. Now the Bible's given the recompense of the Lord. And Ruth has now given birth unto one that shall be famous in Israel, the Bible says. The Bible says there, this one in chapter 4, that she should bore herself. Going to be famous. Nobody else more famous than Jesus Christ, brother.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And not only that, but see, Boaz. And the child was born was named Obed. And Obed is the grandfather of David. I'm telling you, brother, when you get to realize, boy, God said this, God said here, he told Naomi, she said, this is the blessing. This one is called the restorer of life in verse 15. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of life and nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath born him. Did you see that? Born him? Born him, the lineage of Jesus Christ here has been born. And buddy talking about there, about how God is blessing, and how the word, go back there and see what, I'll get this. This is good.
Amen.
Blessing, Lord.
The restorer of life. The restorer of life. Now listen. There are two dead boys and a dead man down in the land of Moab. And the Holy Ghost. See, that man that died down in the land of Moab, he's in the lineage. He's in the lineage. Now, he's not got out of the will of God. He's down yonder and buried. There's them two boys buried down. They ain't no hope for them boys. But through this girl, which was married to one of them, see, because the way Israel, the way that thing works in Israel is this. If somebody dies, then somebody's got to marry her and raise up seed to that one that's dead. And so she's a boy has married her who was of the kindred of Elimelech. He's Elimelech's kindred. And he goes there and he presents that thing to another who was a kindred. And that other said, yeah, he'll buy it. They said, well, when you buy it, you got to buy also. When you buy Naomi's, you got to buy also Ruth's. That Moabitess, he said, no, I can't do that. He said, that'll mess up my... No, the law can't do nothing. The law can't do anything. The law cannot help us, buddy. And so it takes the grace of God. And here now, she's born that one in restore of life. And now the hope is, down yonder in the land of Moab, that boy and the boy, that devil, because I'm going to lay down yonder in the land of Moab. Because one day, Jesus Christ is going to get them all in the land of Moab. Just like one day, he's coming to get us out of the land of Moab and take us home to be with him. Now, Lord God, we just planted a dear saint of God down yonder, brother, Buck, boy, and sister. I mean, this woman, well, you talk about a saint of God, loved God. We just put her beneath the sod. And boy, I stand by that grave. And I look down and I put my head on that coffin. And I said, the Bible said, old grave, where's thy victory? I said, the grave don't have no victory. I said, children, do you understand? Do you know what a coffin is? A coffin, according down in Egypt, is a treasure chest. That's what a coffin is. Because this treasure has been laid in that coffin, buddy. And one day he's going to get them bones up out of there. Amen. I'm going to come out of there. Listen, one day he's coming to get our loved ones out of there. I got a mom and daddy I've laid beneath the sod. I got a little girl I've laid beneath the sod. One day Jesus Christ has come on. He is the restorer of life. He's going to bring them all from the grave. And thank God for that day.
Amen.
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 One day. And his son. You know that song, they sing a song, on that cloud this morning? Wrong. No, it's cloudy. Read there in the Word of God. It's cloudy.
Amen.
It's going to be cloudy that day.
Amen.
Well, preacher, why it's going to be cloudy? Well, God, Lord Jesus Christ, ain't going to let the world see him meet his bride.
That's right. Amen.
He's going to have a cloud cover. We're going to go up beyond the clouds and meet him. People let that wicked world even. They're not going to get to put their eyes upon that meeting.
That's right.
Glory to God. You know, if Jesus would come right now, you know what would happen? This would be the bloodiest place you've ever seen. Flesh and blood can inherit the kingdom of God. I mean, it'd be false teeth. Yeah. It'd be beautiful.
Yeah.
God would be glasses laid everywhere. I mean, this would be nothing but a stink of mess. You'd know you're saved by the grace of God. You wouldn't. You'd be sitting here looking at all that bloody mess and everything. You say, oh, God, I missed the rapture. I'm glad one day's coming and the Lord's coming. I mean, under his
wings.
I'm asking you, child of God. You've been having some battles. Physical, spiritual, financial. Okay, well, you've been having them. Why don't you run under his wings?
Amen.
Why don't you run under his wings tonight? And just gather under his wings and say, Lord, I'm telling you, I'm having some battle. But God, this week, I will listen. I want to be blessed mighty. I want to see this church blessed mighty. I want to see people saved. I want to see the glory of God fall. You willing to run under his wings? You willing to come from old-fashioned altar and just get under his wings and say, Lord, bless me this week. God, touch me this week. Ever hear that in your mouth? Father, I'm asking you, Lord. God, just let us get under the wings. Let us run under your wings, God, this week. Let us see the glory and the power of God. Lord, I battle from the time I've come today. It's been one of the awfulest warfares that I've had in a long time. They didn't nothing go right. Everything was going wrong. And when I got here, I wasn't even sure what the message was. And then God, you gave me. You gave me the liberty under his wings. God, that's where I want to do. I want to run under the wings. I want to run under your wings this week, Lord. And I want you to take me and use me for your name's sake and glory. For Jesus Christ might be magnified and lifted up. And Lord, I'll thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. How they get to healing. Why don't you run under his wings? Won't you just run under the wings?
Say, I want a blessing, God, this week. I want you to pour out a blessing on me. I'm going to run under your wings. Let the Spirit of God speak.
In the hymnal, if you'll stand, sing this song. Get out of the wing. Yeah. Come home. Come home. Come and die. Come and see.
Yes.
Sing.
Oh,
do if you went under the wings of Jesus? What would you do? What would you do if you had to wake up tomorrow and you didn't have Jesus? Huh? There's going to be a lot of people in this whole world that's going to wake up to that one of these days. Your loved ones. You got to get them to Jesus. You know that? Amen. Coming out tonight. I'm so glad that you did. I hope you come back tomorrow night. If you can't, we appreciate it. There'll be some more people here tomorrow night. There's a lot of people that's tired on Sunday. I tell you what, I was tired yesterday. I preached four times yesterday, taught Sunday school, but it was a blessing. J.D. told me he could tell I was tired, so I guess I'm going to have to get with this preacher and get on that hallelujah diet with him. If my diet goes down anymore, I don't know what I'm going to do, preacher. I tell you, they've cut me down to a 3/4 cup of Cheerios and skim milk. And that milk, boy, I tell you, you can take the top off that stuff and just spew it like it's almost flat. But I tell you what, it's nourishment for the body, you know. And when you get your body right, then you can do what God wants you to do. Amen. What's wrong with America? America needs to work hard and do what God wants them to do. Amen. If you do what God wants them to do, then everything else will just fall right into place. Amen. Hope your heart's clear tonight. Hope you enjoyed Brother Bobby Edley. I did. I hate to have to dismiss. I could just listen to him. I could listen to him preach again. I really could. But I will tomorrow night. Good Lord's will. And about the only thing to keep me out of here would be the hospital or death. Be here by the grace of God. We appreciate Brother Bobby Meeks coming and pastor of Way to Cross Baptist Church down in Mount Holly. We appreciate him tonight.
Amen.
Know him a long time. He's been preaching the gospel a long time. Brother Sam Vickers, preacher of New Road Baptist Church. Faith Fellowship or New Road?
Faith Fellowship.
Faith Fellowship. Well, formerly New, it's New Road Faith Fellowship Baptist Church. That's about all I can say. Amen. That's right. And you tell Brother Carl I said so. But we appreciate each and every one coming out tonight. And before we dismiss her, we just want to give you another good invitation. And thank you for coming back. I hope Sissy gets to come back tomorrow night. And I thought you might get a songbook, didn't you? You got to get a songbook?
No, she
wanted to
have
a song.
I didn't have
a song. Oh, okay. I thought she was going out there to get a songbook. I thought she might sing. Thank God for Brother Bobby Lutley and his wife right there beside of him. And I mean, folks, we're just praying for him and just really praising the Lord there. I like good preaching, don't you?
Amen.
You come back tomorrow, get better. You come back, and if you'll go home tonight and pray, And you'll get up in the morning and pray, and you'll just come in tomorrow with faith that it's going to be great. Grab somebody tomorrow. Offer them something. Tell them that just got to come and see something here. It's something very special there. You know, just tell them. Don't be telling them the lie. Just tell them. Amen. All hearts clear? All hearts clear. Yes, amen. You've been very sick for a while. She can eat on antibiotics and everything too. So let's really pray for this young child. The devil don't like that good singing voice she's got. She's a blessing. Let's pray that this week he touches her and she gets to get up here and do some singing for you. She's a blessing. She goes around these nursing homes with us and those people just enjoy it. Really. And I know we all got a very special. We're all concerned, and that's good. Stay concerned, stay humble. Amen. Anybody else?
Brother Earl, I don't have time to pray for Jesus anymore. And can't help but and they that because I've got to be the prophet for him. So y'all want to pray for him.
Amen, brother. It'd be all right. It'd be all right. Them hospital people over there getting good. They treated me good anyway.
They start.
All right. All right, clear. Brother Bobby Meeks, would you dismiss us tonight, please?
I hear that while we come to you tonight, we thank you, God, for the privilege you give us to be here. The Lord, listen to the man of God. We call the word of God. We thank you for the songs and the song. The Lord, we thank you for your word. God, we pray to God that you carry the word along with us. And Father, remember this message. God, we call the child. Lord, trials of God, we got here in our life. We thank you for that. We pray for this revival, especially for God, to bless you. Give the man of God the strength that God needs, but also the Holy Ghost of God. Well, thank you for everything. May so be saved. Lord, hear this revival service with this people.